When you hear the words college student, you usually picture a fresh-faced young person in their late teens or early 20s. And there were a few of those on stage during the 2016 UAS Ketchikan commencement. But as UAS Chancellor Richard Caulfield notes, many UAS graduates are non-traditional and must persevere through challenges that younger students don't always have to face.
I was thinking about what word sort of captures the quality of many of our students, ones who don't necessarily come right out of a high school environment or come from a family where college has been a part of their experience. And I went back to the dictionary, and the word that sticks with me is that perseverance.
All of the UAS Ketchikan graduation speakers talked about the many extra challenges non-traditional students have to overcome. But as Caulfield encouraged the audience to demonstrate, they don't do it alone.
The parents and the guardians and the grandparents of our graduates today, would you please stand and stay standing?
A fair percentage of the audience stood up.
And then how about the brothers and the sisters and aunties and uncles of the graduates who are graduating today, if you would please stand and stay standing?
A few more rose.
And how about the children of the graduates today? It's great. I see them over here standing up. That's terrific. And how about the grandparents of some of the graduates who are here today? A few over here. That's great. How about the family and the friends of our graduates who are here today? Please stand.
By now, the entire audience was on its feet.
So graduates, we know how important, I know you know how important these individuals have been to your success. Please join me in thanking all of your family and friends for their support.
Retired adjunct instructor Biz Robbins gave the commencement address. She also talked about the challenges her students have faced, and then she listed some of the other C words her students have shown.
Like courage and commitment and communication and collaboration and clarity and confidence.
Student speaker Helen Mickle, graduating cum laude with a bachelor's degree in business administration and accounting, talked about another C word. A challenge that nearly derailed her education goals.
I was working on an associate's degree in business administration when I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2009. The diagnosis set me back a couple of semesters as I went through surgery, radiation, chemo. But with the love and support of my husband and family, I persisted and graduated with that associate's degree in 2011. With that success, I was motivated to complete my bachelor's degree and immediately enrolled in more classes. However, just a few months in, I received another diagnosis. This time it was colon cancer. It was a higher stage cancer. It was more serious. And the chemo cocktail that was prescribed to me, it took me down.
Mickle says she almost gave up on college, but again, with the support of family, instructors, and friends, she says she, like many other students who face seemingly insurmountable hurdles, persevered.
I'm glad I didn't give up, and I am so happy to be here celebrating with you today.
Mickle received a standing ovation at the close of her comments. Soon after, the audience rose for another ovation, this time for the recipient of the UAS Ketchikan Meritorious Service Award. It went to Larry Painter, a longtime advocate for sustainable fisheries in the region. Here's Chancellor Caulfield introducing Painter.
His efforts laid the groundwork for the establishment of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, and it brought about important beneficial changes in Alaska's sustainable fisheries. While Larry is quite an unassuming man, he is held in high esteem and is known as a standard bearer, an innovator, and a gentleman.
And a third standing ovation went to all the graduates as UAS Ketchikan campus director Priscilla Schulte instructed them in the final act marking their achievements.
With the turning of the tassels from right to left, we signify the completion of your journey from student to graduate. Please turn your tassels.
And then everyone was invited to enjoy some cake. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.